The Fundaments of Self-Management. Savings. I am convinced that a workshop composed of people who save money and lead an orderly life will function much better, and that these workers will actually earn, with equal effort and wages, more than others. In such a workshop, self-management can be attained without any problem. After all, we have known already for many years that an employee is of little use to us if we cannot help him to keep improving his living standard. We know as well what good experience we made when we entrusted important business dealings only to people who own more than they actually need. It is impossible to foresee how a man would handle the money confided to him when, realizing suddenly how much this money could buy, he is tempted to use it for himself. His own savings, however, serve as a proof that in the past he had the strength to restrain himself and to deny himself a lot in order to improve his finances. We know from experience how much a man still enslaved by capitalism changes when, through combined effort, we have managed to help him to tame capitalism and make it serve him. We also know how our sales department with its multiple branches would look had we not found the way how to change our business managers into capitalists. Our branches enjoy an absolute self-management. They clearly show us the road leading to self-management of the workshops. We have, of course, spent more time and effort searching for the appropriate organizational system for these branches than for the implementation of self-management in the workshops, because it was vital for the very existence of these branches. Due to their remoteness and impossibility of a direct control by the enterprise management, a system as foolproof and sure as the law of earth gravity had to be found. Our efficiently operating branch offices are a proof of the well-chosen management system. Irregularities in dealing with the enterprise and the customers are rare indeed, and should they occur, it happens either under managers who have not yet found out that honest work is the shortest way to acquire property, or under those unable to maintain an economic self-discipline without which it is impossible to make and keep money. As long as the foreman does not have such economic standpoint, we can hardly expect him to have the right attitude toward his workers. And the foreman will adopt it as soon as he realizes that the recommended road is viable and leads him to the acquisition of personal property. To help the foreman acquire property by giving him presents has no sense whatsoever. It would be too easy. All it would require would be to distribute initially certain amounts of money, just as the farmer's wife puts padding into a basket in order to lure the hen to lay eggs. By dispensing gifts or money to people, we are achieving exactly the opposite results, because people have a better memory than chickens. People become dependent on handouts and do not depend on themselves. It is a question of moral, of education, and of building up self-discipline and self-confidence. A large number of well-to-do, economically disciplined employees brings an unprecedented expansion to an enterprise. Those of us in constant search, within and outside of the enterprise, for people qualified to perform well abroad understand it very well. It often happens that people with all the required qualities lack the main one, namely, a sense of economy. It is obvious that they have never saved or could keep even a fraction of the amount about to be entrusted to them to handle abroad. It is obvious that if only empty pockets prevent a person from spending money, such a person is not fit for the job. The enterprise has to serve as an example by its own good management. Its finances must be in perfect shape. It should neither work with borrowed capital nor use the savings of its employees to expand production. Every one of us must be aware that the enterprise should be at any time able to pay off all the claims of its employees. Our enterprise abides already now by these principles. We do not use bank credits, and we are paying our suppliers cash at delivery. A minor part of the amounts we owe to our employees is invested in safe loans. The majority of them, however, are cash deposits in reliable banks.